informed that a bill was issued in 2024 that recognizes that parents have a right to choose how their children will receive comprehensive sexual education. So what is the aim of this bill? What progress has been made on the implementation of these comprehensive sexual education guidelines? We've got the guidelines, but are they being implemented? Is there training for educational staff? Because obviously if they're going to be presenting some of this, they need training. And what concrete action is government taking to ensure that the guidelines are implemented in the entire territory? We also know that the committee has not complied with the committee's views regarding the decriminalisation of abortion in all cases of child pregnancies and the guarantee of access to legal and safe abortion services for pregnant girls. In addition, we've received information that access to this service is really difficult due to regulatory barriers, lack of information, and conscientious objection among medical personnel. And it seems that there is resistance among the medical community to perform abortions under the existing law, and that this discourages doctors from performing these therapeutic abortions. This threat of being prosecuted seems to be a problem. In this regard, what training has been provided to health, education, and judicial personnel, including the Public Prosecutor's Office, regarding the application and interpretation of the law on therapeutic abortion? In the case of Camilla versus Peru, the committee also requested effective reparation to Camilla, including adequate compensation for the harm suffered, and to help her to rebuild her life and pursue her studies. So could you explain in detail, please, what progress has been made toward fulfilling this request that was made by the committee? In relation to mental health, we are concerned by reports of an increase in cases of depression and suicide rates in the recent years. What are your plans to address this? I'm moving on now to standard of living. We've received information that since 2019, an additional 3.3 million individuals live in poverty in Peru. Poverty is notably higher amongst children, those aged 0 to 17, because 38.5% of them are affected, and this is more prevalent in the Amazon and Andean regions. And then 5.7% of the population live in extreme poverty in Peru, meaning that 5.7% of the population is unable to cover the cost of their daily nutrition needs. We've also received information that the National School Feeding Program doesn't reach all students, and particularly at the secondary school level or the high school level, there seem to be gaps. So what measures is government taking to combat poverty, and in particular extreme poverty? And what measures are you taking to ensure that all children are adequately fed? In the last concluding observations to Peru, the committee recommended the state party to expand access to drinking water and sanitation, with a particular focus on rural areas and indigenous communities. And in your state party report, you do say that in 2023, the National Rural Sanitation Program established, that had been established in 2012, completed 80 sanitation projects in rural areas. But frankly, the numbers reached, and I won't read them all out, they're in the report, do seem relatively small for the population. So could you inform us, what are the plans to ensure 100% of the country has access to clean drinking water and sanitation? And regarding social protection programs and financial support for families in poverty, can you explain what you're doing in this area? Do the policies cover all families, including those whose mother tongue is not Spanish? Can everyone get access? Can you provide your policy to us on effectiveness in reaching disadvantaged children? I'm moving on now to children's rights and the environment, which is the last part of my questions. We know that Peru faces significant environmental challenges, which have a disproportionate impact on children's rights to live in a clean, healthy, and sustainable environment. The country's biodiversity and the ecosystems that depend on it are under threat from various activities, but I would particularly single out mining, deforestation, oil extraction. So please provide us with information on the implementation of the Framework Act on Climate Change of 2018 and what measures are being taken to prevent and respond to disasters that are linked to climate change, such as floods and mudslides, extremely low temperatures, droughts, fires, that kind of thing. My colleague has already mentioned the Inter-American Court's decision in the La Oroya case, in which, and that the judgment actually refers to a study by Peru's Ministry of Health, which found that 99, this was back in 2005, but that report found that 99.9% of children under six who were tested had high lead levels in their blood. That was in that region. However, the problem extends well beyond La Oroya. Both government reports and peer-reviewed scientific studies also identify elevated blood lead levels in children living in Lima, Callao, Cerro de Pasco, Rio Corrientes, Quillacocha, Champamarca, Corcona, Carachacra, Cocachacra, Tornamesa, and the river basins in the northern Peruvian Amazon. Among children, we know that lead exposure, even in tiny quantities, can cause developmental delays, hypertension, impaired hearing, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, reduced intelligence and learning disabilities. So I'm sure you understand that the committee is deeply concerned about this. We know that you have phased out leaded gasoline, and that you have recently enacted legislation limiting the lead content of paint and other coating materials, and we commend you for this. But we'd like to know, what is the progress on implementation of these laws? What monitoring mechanisms do you have to ensure compliance? And we'd like to receive detailed information about the measures that you have taken and plan to take to assess and clean up the contaminated areas. I now hand the floor to Faith Marshall Harris.
Thank you, Chair. Let me say that I suspect a number of my questions have been answered, as we had a lot of information just preceding this, which covered some of these areas that I'm dealing with. But some of the information, I think, went a bit rapidly for me.